America, America. The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Wednesday edition of A Call for Revival. Wednesday night is prayer meeting night and church night in most areas. I hope you'll be found faithful in a good Bible preaching church this evening. And let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, will you bless every preacher, pastor, missionary, and evangelist that will stand tonight, Lord, and use them for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now this week on A Call for Revival, I'm preaching a message to you entitled Being Spiritual in Unspiritual Times. Let's go back to that message at this time. I hope it's a blessing as you listen. You don't know if somebody's going to stick a gun in your face. You say, "Preacher, that's discouraging." That's where we are. We're in a dangerous time. In the book of Judges, the Bible said that every man did that was right in his own eyes. The law was broken down. How people just did what they wanted to do. Let me say that it was a discouraging time. It was a time when you know, a lot of people just said, "Okay, I'm not going to live for God." I mean, if you lived for God in those days, you were a minority. I never thought I'd ever see the day. Growing up in America, I got saved in 1978. Our family got in church in 1975. I mean, I grew up under men like Sammy Allen and Ed Ballou and Harold Sattler and Oliver Green and Mase Jackson. Now our young people don't even know who they are. And I grew up in a day, I never thought I'd see a day like today, when there is, my friend, so much falling away in our churches and so much going away from the Bible, and every man's got his own philosophy and ideas. I never thought I'd ever see that day. But it's here. Now, you say, "Preacher, these are discouraging times." Now, let me say, not only were they discouraging times in Israel, there was some people that stood, but they were also devastating times. That's a big word. It means destroying. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know we're living in destroying times right now? I mean, our school system's been destroyed. You say what you want to say. But our school system has no regard for God. We've took God out of it. Nowhere in the Constitution will you find the word separation of church and state. You'll not find that there anywhere. No, sir. And we've took God out of it. And so God said, "Okay, if you think you can run it, big boy, without me, help yourself." And so since about the 1960s, I tell you, the devil has turned loose on this country about the time I was born. But you know, in the middle of all of that, in the middle of all that's dark, dangerous, devastating, a discouraging time, God has left some of us here to serve the Lord. This is the thrust of my ministry right now. I'm probably in the prime of my ministry right now. This is it. This is today. This is it. Right now I'm here. So what I'm talking about is this. We ought to be spiritual in unspiritual times. There were men, now you take the man Boaz and Ruth. They were spiritual. They were spiritual when it wasn't popular. They were right with God when it wasn't popular to be right with God. Now, I want to give you the message today. Being spiritual in unspiritual times. Now, whatever you believe is up to you, but I believe God could still send a revival if He wants to. I pray for that every week of my life. But I believe revival is individual. I believe it'll have to start with individual person. But I believe that you say, "Preacher, what are you going to do in these days of danger, in these days of discouragement, in these days of devastation, in these days of darkness? What are you going to do?" I'm going to pray, sing, preach, shout, and keep doing what I'm doing. Amen. I'm just going to stay doing what I'm doing because God needs some people to be spiritual in unspiritual times. Amen. I want to give you some illustrations throughout the book of Ruth that's happened in. Amen. Now, well, first of all, I want to call your attention to this. Naomi started home. In unspiritual times, she got spiritual. Now, let me give you a little history about Naomi. Naomi had a husband named Elimelech, and the famine... America, you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.